Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tom Tresh. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Friend. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Howard reaches second base with a double. Tresh goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Yankees. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Howard and he is safe. McCraw steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive towards short. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elia moves to third. Causey moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Elia scores. Causey scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards the mound. Friend reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Howard and he is out, Boyer applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Lopez moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Steve Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Lopez moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-2 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of AJ. Richardson reaches second base with a double. Lopez scores. Boyer scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle is walked intentionally. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Richardson trying to get to home. Berry throws the ball into Romano, who tags Richardson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Mantle moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Tommy John. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Howard and he is out, Richardson applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Agee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. the Yankees will come to bat. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-0 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Elia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Roger Repo's pinch runs for Hector Lopez. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Repo's now playing center field. Lou Clinton now playing right field. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards first. Pepitone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Hamilton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Tommy McGraw. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tresh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.